Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission meet together. We have the story.
President Trump celebrates first 100 days in office. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
As the city and the county meeting together yesterday, and County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News one item of business was quality of life.
A discussion around parks and rec and cultural arts and how do we utilize, you know, what we have at Sedgwick County, what the city of Wichita has. You know, is there a way we can work together so that the end user, the people that use our parks and use our cultural arts assets, that they may have a better experience and more streamlined experience? Are there efficiencies to be found?
Officials are looking at incorporating the programs and combining reservation software. In the future, they would like to create a shared master plan for park services.
President Trump rallies supporters in the battleground state of Michigan, marking 100 days since returning to office.
President Trump detailing efforts to make good on his promise to secure the border.
We've set all-time records for the lowest number of illegal border crossings ever recorded. Think of that, ever recorded.
Shrugging off skepticism about cuts to government spending and his tariffs policies, telling a crowd north of Detroit,
they all want to come back to Michigan and build cars again. You know why? Because of our tax and tariff policy. They're coming from all over the world.
Disputing headlines about costs going up.
So gasoline prices are down by a lot. Energy prices are down.
Calling the past 14 weeks a revolution of common sense. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A judge in Wisconsin was arrested last week for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant evade ICE arrest, which drew criticism from Democrats who described the arrest as an attack on the judiciary. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer describes what he sees as the president's wider efforts to shut down his critics.
Any quarter of opposition that might just say something in our tradition of free speech and debate, he tries to crush the law firms, crush the universities, go after the judges.
The Trump administration has threatened federal funding to schools over their handling of pro-Palestinian protests and other political issues. The president also signed executive orders ending government contracts with legal firms that have drawn his anger.
Federal immigration officials releasing the latest number of deportations since President Trump took office. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
ICE announced in the first 100 days they've deported 65,682 illegal aliens and have arrested another 66,463 aliens, 75% of which have criminal convictions or charges. President Trump took a victory lap at his Michigan rally. In the meantime, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has issued an order temporarily relieving Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan of her official duties. This is after she was arrested by the FBI for allegedly interfering with an ICE arrest of an illegal alien in court. Judge Dugan's defense team says she believes she's going to be exonerated of these charges against her.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Hey, the last softball home game of the season for the Shockers is tonight.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. We'll preview that with Coach Brett Benner coming up in sports.
How many North Korean casualties in the Ukraine war? That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News.
Number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. An estimated 4,700 North Korean soldiers have been killed or wounded while fighting alongside Russia against Ukrainian forces. South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers Wednesday. The assessment came 2 days after North Korea confirmed for the first time that it had sent combat troops to help Russia recapture parts of the Kursk region, which it lost control of to a surprise Ukrainian incursion last year.
Republicans are pushing to pass President Trump's agenda, but plenty of challenges are on the horizon.
Committee meetings are underway for the One Big Beautiful Bill containing President Trump's priorities on border, national security, spending, and tax cuts. House Republicans are trying to cut at least $1.5 trillion in spending without cutting essential services for programs like Medicaid, which Conference Chair Lisa McClain says won't happen.
The only cuts that this bill makes are to the waste, the fraud, and the abuse that are in their bloated bureaucracy.
Republicans are pushing for additional work requirements for Medicaid, but some members say they won't vote for the package if it cuts benefits, which Democrats are warning is likely to happen. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
JetBlue Airways is reportedly in talks with United Airlines on a potential partnership.
Sources familiar with the matter say the potential partnership comes after a federal judge blocked JetBlue's so-called Northeast Alliance with American Airlines back in 2023. The sources said the two airlines have yet to finalize all the details and caution that things could still change. JetBlue, which has struggled financially post-pandemic, managing to post a profit in just two of the past 9 quarters, is hoping the partnership can help stabilize revenue. United says it does not comment on industry speculation. An official announcement could happen this quarter. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The husband of former Vice President Kamala Harris has been fired from the board overseeing the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in the nation's capital.
Doug Emhoff was among several Biden administration appointments to the board that were removed by President Trump. The former second gentleman posting on X, "Holocaust remembrance and education should never be politicized, and to turn one of the worst atrocities in history into a wedge issue is dangerous." Emhoff, who's Jewish, was appointed to the board in January and was expected to serve a 5-year term. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president hopes to appoint new individuals who are steadfast supporters of Israel. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic in Wichita at this time. Well, the traffic volumes really are starting to pick up. Heaviest we're seeing, K-15 between MacArthur and 47th Street South. Still running some pretty heavy traffic through that area right now. And I'm also seeing heavier traffic starting to show up on east and westbound Kellogg, especially west side between, say, Meridian and I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing well this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, drying off.
Drying off, yeah.
Yeah, at least for the time being, still needing to watch out for the chance of maybe seeing a spotty shower or thunderstorm as we go through the day. You know, things have been pretty dry. We had some light rain late last night, but early this morning, a commute looks like it should be in decent shape. It's just going to be cloudy, mild, but we, again, through the rest of the day, especially after our late morning hours, by the time we get into the afternoon, needing to keep an eye on the chance of seeing a few showers and thunderstorms. Now, should that happen later on today? So far, we're not expecting anything severe for the Wichita area, but we'll continue to monitor that potential, too. A pleasant high, 70 degrees, pretty close to average. Well, close to our average high of 72. 54 later on tonight with a 50% chance, showers, thunderstorms. Again, though, not expecting anything severe tonight. rain chances dropping off for tomorrow down to 30%, where they just don't look as good. May not be completely dry throughout the whole day, but once again, a high of 70 degrees. High is going to be pretty similar to what we'll experience today. With the exception of our early morning hours before sunrise, before daybreak on Friday, that still looks like a drier day with partly cloudy skies, finally able to see the sunshine return. High of 71 degrees. A few degrees warmer come Saturday, 74 degrees. And we're keeping those storm chances pretty low, all the way down to 10% chance on Saturday, Sunday, a 20% chance. So therefore, you know, when it comes to this upcoming weekend, I don't think we need to cancel those outdoor plans. Just still keep an eye on the forecast. You know, it would be wise to continue to do so. To start off the week, though, we may get into another active pattern between Monday and Tuesday, another 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs between the low to middle 70s. Right now, we're at 59 degrees with that mainly cloudy sky, light south winds, 7 miles an hour.
And we've got the rain showers, spotty showers up north of I-70. And then it looks like the entire state of Oklahoma is getting rain this morning, Ronnell.
Just about. And some of that is heading in our direction. What's been happening, though, is just taking its time. But you can see that rainfall kind of tracking in a northeasterly direction. So should we be impacted by any rain? First, it's going to be with that rain that's down in Oklahoma that just started across the state line.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across south-central Kansas. Tuesday, Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 71 degrees. Normal high, 72. And the National Weather Service measured one-tenth of an inch of precipitation at Eisenhower Airport as of midnight last. And today is April 30th, 2025, 50 years ago today. 1975, the U.S. officially lost the Vietnam War, as the South Vietnamese capital, Saigon, fell to the commies 50 years ago. And birthday today. I got one. I couldn't find somebody living, but I found somebody who has passed, one of our favorites. The late Cloris Leachman's birthday. She died in 2012. Gosh, it's been that long ago. Wow. That was, 13 years ago? Holy mackerel.
Doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Of course, I first saw her, I saw her in the Last Picture Show. She was in that that movie.
She got an Oscar for that.
She got an Oscar. And, of course, she then married Tyler Moore show in the 70s.
Got her own show, Phyllis.
Yeah, Phyllis. And, of course, Frau Blücher. the 1975 classic, Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, Mel Brooks certainly used her comedic talents.
Yeah. She was also in High Anxiety.
Yes.
A Mel Brooks movie. And she was hilarious in that. Mm-hmm. Just a gifted, and she was a strong character actress, along with being a great, great comedian. She was funny. Cloris Leachman's birthday.
And one of our great regrets.
Yeah, she was in town.
She appeared in Wichita at the Tallgrass Film Festival at the Orpheum, and we did not go.
Yeah.
Nor did most of Wichita. Apparently, it was a very small crowd, and she just performed the heck out of the room. And we're like, why didn't we go?
She owned the room.
Why didn't we go see Cloris Leachman at the Orpheum? We're always
kick ourselves in.
Exactly.
If we get any do-overs, maybe we can.
I know. It makes me mad.
You know, every year, Ted, moms are asked what they want for Mother's Day. Mother's Day's coming up in, about 12 days now? They're always hinting at the same stuff. A nap. The day off from doing anything for the family. Handmade gifts and cards. New survey says 94% of moms say they'd like to have more sleep. 94%. Half of the moms said that nap with no one needing you is the ultimate luxury.
Well, see, that's the deal. When you're a mom, you're on call 24/7.
Absolutely.
You just want a break from that.
The next best luxury is being eating a meal while it's hot.
that's another good one.
Not making any decisions. That's a good one. And a solo bathroom break. With nobody in there but you.
Nobody to disturb you.
60% of moms say they'd happily trade gifts for the chance to sleep.
Oh, well.
Almost two-thirds of moms haven't had a nap in the last month, and a quarter of them can't remember the last time they napped. My mother was a strict nappist. Every afternoon just after lunch, about 1 o'clock, she'd go down.
Me, my mom as well.
And she, I remember, before I started kindergarten, I can just barely remember this, she would take me in there because, you know, I wasn't really up running around. I'd stay in there with her because I was only about 4 years old. And so I'd take a nap with Mom, and I remember just being bored stiff waiting for my eyes to close. But, yeah, naps. Moms, lots of moms say, I'd like a nap, please. 7:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
We have come to the end of the softball season. It's the last home game for Wichita State softball. Tonight, hosting KU. Shockers and the Jayhawks at Wilkins Stadium tonight in the home finale. Here's Shocker head softball coach Christy Breadbenner.
This is what it takes. This is who we are. This is what we've got to do. And this past weekend, like I said, even though we lost a game, I felt different about that loss than I had in the past. I felt like we had a chance. And so, you know, I think that that's something that can be a difference maker. You just got to take care of business, right? You're just going out. You're keeping that same approach offensively. You're, you know, trying to command the zone and, you know, do as best as you can, you know, in the pitching circle. And then we got to play defense. And those are the things, those three key elements to the game we've got to continue to focus on.
All right, the Shocks have won 5 of their last 7, trying to get one more win at home tonight. The Shockers hosting KU in the home finale, 6 o'clock this evening at Wilkins Stadium. All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals in Tampa, starting a week on the road at Steinbrenner Field last night, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, the Royals don't play many laughers, so everything's, you know, pretty tight. Yeah. And you got to execute all 9 innings coming down the stretch. The Royals scored a couple of early runs, had a very short lead, and Tampa was challenging with the Royals up 2-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning. You heard it live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The pitch. Slider chopped towards shortstop. Witt backhands, plants, shuffles, throws to first. In time for the out. Inning over. Lucas Erceg extinguishes the spark that the Rays tried to light. He strands a pair and preserves a one-run lead. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left. We go to the 9th in Tampa. Royals 2, Rays 1.
Very nice. Bullpen worked 3 scoreless innings. The Royals got one more to ensure it in the top of the 9th and beat the Rays 3-1. Finishing it up out of the bullpen, Carlos Estevez with his 8th save of the season. And Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., again, down to his last at-bat for that hitting streak, did get a single in the top of the 8th inning. Now Bobby has a 20-game hitting streak, the longest in the major leagues this season. All right, the Royals have evened things up on the season. After 1 month, they're 15-15. And they have won 7 of their last 8 to get there. So the Royals at Tampa again tonight, 6 o'clock. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wichita wind surge beginning 2 straight weeks on the road yesterday afternoon. First stop in Frisco to take on the Rough Riders. Wichita got off to a slow start, but rallied for 2 runs in the top of the 7th, 2 more in the top of the 8th. Came back and beat the Rough Riders 5-4. Get the road trip off to a good start. Center fielder Kyler Fedko was on base twice. He's got a .443 on base percentage this season for the wind surge. Wichita has won 7 of its last 9. Just a game and a half out of first place right now. Wichita at Frisco. This will be a night game tonight at 6:35 down in Frisco. Wichita on the road. Boy, the good times continue for KU baseball. Jayhawks win again. 23rd ranked Kansas beating Missouri 9-3. In front of the third largest crowd in KU history in Lawrence last night. 2,500 at the game. KU now on a 9-game winning streak. 36-10 on the season for the Jayhawks. Their most wins in 16 years. 23rd-ranked KU keeps right on going. They win again. Interesting guy. Former Wichita Arrows pitcher Ray Miller. Today would have been his 80th birthday. Ray pitched for the first 2 Arrows teams in 1970 and 1971. He pitched 380 games in the minor leagues for a decade. He won 60, got 60 wins in the minors, a 3.2 earned run average at the AAA level, never got called up. But I think Ray had the last laugh because he did spend a ton of time in the major leagues. as a pitching coach, longtime pitching coach for the Baltimore Orioles under Earl Weaver, and then the longtime pitching coach for the Pittsburgh Pirates as well under Jim Leland.
I was thinking, who is that guy? I know that name. Yeah.
And then a couple of times he was a manager. He managed the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles.
He got
his time in the big leagues, but he never got to play in the big leagues. But he pitched pretty dang good for the Wichita Arrows back in the early days. Ray Miller, today would have been his 80th birthday. Good guy to have around if you want some pitching expertise. There you go. That is Sports with Steve and Ted.
KNSS will be airing a town hall with President Trump on his first 100 days, moderated by Chris Cuomo from News Nation with Bill O'Reilly and Stephen A. Smith. That is tonight at 7 p.m. here on KNSS for that town hall meeting. And coming up, we got House Call for Health this morning. A Neuralink implant restores a man's ability to communicate. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 and 59 degrees. A U.S. automaker announces a massive recall.
General Motors recalling nearly 600,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to potential manufacturing defects that could cause engine failure. Vehicles recalled include the 2021 to 2024 Cadillac Escalade, Cadillac Escalade ESV, Chevy Silverado 1500, Chevy Suburban, Chevy Tahoe, GMC Sierra 1500, GMC Yukon, and GMC Yukon XL vehicle, the ones with 6.2-liter and V8 gas engines. Concern is the crankshaft component connection that can lead to engine damage and potential failure. Dealers will inspect affected vehicles and repair or replace the engine if necessary with new components free of charge. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Wichita police are investigating following a reported abduction and sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl. It happened Monday night in North Wichita, the area of 19th and Grove. Detectives from the Exploited and Missing Children's Unit are conducting the investigation. The girl had minor injuries, and she was treated at a hospital. If you have any information on this case, you are asked to call 911 or call investigators at 316-268-4407.
The woman charged with fatally stabbing a Kansas City firefighter and paramedic while being taken to a hospital was in court Tuesday. 38-year-old Shanetta Bossell is charged with first-degree murder, armed criminal action, assault, and resisting arrest in connection with the killing of 28-year-old Graham Hoffman. Bond was set at $1 million.
A person was shot and killed after police tried to stop an alleged stolen vehicle last night in Brooklyn, New York.
One person has been arrested. A second person was shot by police. Now, according to a police source, this was police trying to make a stop. They saw a vehicle, possibly a vehicle that was robbed. As when police approached that vehicle to tell them to stop, that driver fled the scene. Police called it in through the radio, making other police aware that this car was fleeting. And that's when there's a second attempt to stop the vehicle in the Rockaway. But that vehicle kept driving, and that's when shots started to ring out. From Brooklyn, I'm Jessica Formoso, Fox News.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached a deal to send more water to Texas farmers.
President Trump recently accusing Mexico of stealing water from Texas farmers promised under a 1944 treaty requiring the two nations to split water from three rivers they share. The president threatening additional tariffs and sanctions against Mexico over the water debt. Weeks later, the two nations reaching a deal. Mexico agreeing to immediately transfer some of its water reserves and give the U.S. a larger share of water from the Rio Grande through October. The Trump administration calling this a significant step forward, noting it welcomes Mexico's continued cooperation in support of American agriculture. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not expecting anything severe for the Wichita area, but some of the rainfall that's going to be moving through could be heavy at times. High of 70 degrees with a southeast breeze at 8 to 18 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as we've been telling you this morning, the radar is showing
a large area of showers covering most of central Oklahoma now. It's kind of moving toward the east-northeast gradually, as Ronnell Williams was telling us a few minutes ago. It's a huge area. It's right down along the south of the border between Kansas and Oklahoma and just barely moving to the north and northeast. And there's another area up north of I-70 in the northern part of Kansas. So I've had a little rain this morning, Ted. We had some damp pavement when I came to work this morning, but not a whole lot here in Wichita.
Something at the Cheney Lake is 8 feet below normal. El Dorado Lake's only 1 foot below normal.
Yeah. Well,
so just goes to show you.
They're on different rivers.
I kind of noticed that driving past it not too long ago. I was looking at El Dorado Lake, and I thought, wow, that's higher than I thought it was going to be when I was going to drive past it. I was surprised. I was on that stretch of the Kansas Turnpike that runs right by there, and there's been times El Dorado Lake's been so dry you almost couldn't see the water in El Dorado Lake from the Turnpike, but it was up pretty high.
All right. This is the 30th day of April, last day of the month, and of course on this date 222 years ago, in 1803, France sold the United States all of the land from the Mississippi River to the Rocky Mountains. A massive real estate deal known as the Louisiana Purchase. $15 million we gave France for that land, which includes where we're sitting right now, right, Ted?
Yeah, we are sitting right here smack in the middle of the Louisiana Purchase.
Amounted to about 4 cents an acre. Jefferson was the president. He just kind of doubled our land mass.
Pretty good
deal.
Property deal by Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. And then Lewis and Clark.
Even though the Native Americans would argue it's our land.
That's true. Lewis and Clark, in an expedition, went up into the northwest part of the country. And Stephen Ambrose had a book out about that several years ago. If you've never read it, it's fascinating.
Fascinating part of our history.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Those guys.
Going out. Didn't have any maps. Nope. They didn't know what was a mile ahead of them.
They didn't have
They just kept pushing on to the West Coast.
They had a Native American woman named Sacagawea, whatever. I can't remember her name, but it's she helped him around along the way.
She certainly did.
There you go. An Iowa museum owner said she believes she has broken a Guinness World Record for her collection of spoons. Cammie Pohl, owner of the Mississippi Spoon Gallery.
Bless her heart.
We've got to get up there and see this, man.
I don't know about that.
Gathered about two dozen volunteers to spend more than 5 hours cataloging her entire inventory to present it to Guinness World Records as evidence.
Wow.
Current record for the largest collection of spoons is held by Australian Des Warren, whose collection of 30,000 teaspoons was tallied in 1990.
Okay.
So Pohl said she believes the record will soon be hers, as her collection now stands at 38,162 spoons.
At what point is it a collection, or at what point is it hoarding?
You've
got 30,000 spoons in your possession.
Yeah, you know, there are people around this country who don't have even one spoon, I'm sure. Oh, she's got 38,000.
Okay. Yeah, you know, everybody's got their own little deal, and she's got hers, apparently.
Spoon collector. All right, we were talking about Mother's Day and what moms want to have a nap. Coming up May 12th, which is, of course, about 12 days from now, I did some research. I went to Wallet Hub's webpage to find out some information about working moms and found out some pretty interesting stuff here. Women make, of course, Wallet Hub, they do these surveys and from time to time. Some are very interesting. Women make up nearly half of the U.S. workforce. And 74% of moms with children under 18 were working in 2024.
Yeah, got it.
74%. Working moms still face an uphill battle in the workplace from time to time, as their average hourly wage is only 85% of what men make.
Ridiculous.
And only 10.4% of S&P 500 companies' chief executives are women. 1 in 10.
It's not good either.
So here we go. Here's the Wallet Hub compared state dynamics. This is across 17 key metrics to identify the best and worst states for working moms.
Okay.
So, the top five. I'll give you the top five here. Number five, Maine. Number four, District of Columbia. Of course, that's where the nation's capital is. And I can tell you that, there's a lot of working women there. Number three, Rhode Island. Number two, Connecticut.
I'm seeing a trend here.
And number one, Massachusetts.
Yeah, they're all almost, in New England.
All in New England. Talking about the District of Columbia, when my family, Shelley and I and the kids were there, oh gosh, what was it, 30 years ago? I don't know. They were still in school, and we were there for several days, and we got out at about 8 o'clock in the morning to walk 5 blocks from our hotel up to the White House. We were that close to catch a bus, a van, to go on a tour. And the streets, the sidewalks were filled at that time of the morning with mm-hmm. people. And I was struck by the women I saw who, the way they dressed and the way they looked, it's like you were in Hollywood or something. It was amazing. They were all dressed to the nines, all, you know, power walking, and the women are working there. They are a lot of that national workforce. Oklahoma comes in at number 42. Not a good showing for the
bottom 10.
State. Nebraska, number 18. Not bad. And Kansas, we are at 26.
Right in the middle, as always.
Right in the middle for working moms. My mom did not work outside the home. Yours did, as I understand it.
Yes.
Did she work at school for a part of the time anyway?
She worked quite a long time at Cape and Mount Carmel High School.
That's right.
Started in the kitchen, ended up being the front office secretary for many years. Worked her way up the ladder.
So if kids were in trouble, they had to go through Mrs. Woodward.
Yes, they did.
To go to the principal's office.
Exactly.
But she had a lot of nincompoops sitting out there in chairs right in front of her there. Oh, good for her. She had a great career. Now she's retired, been retired for quite a while, huh? And my wife was a working mom for most of her life now. She put in about 40 years. She's retired. But you working moms out there, Mother's Day's coming up. Hope you have a good one. Get in your reservations now at the restaurants, right? Because you know they're going to be busy.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. We've already got, my wife's already mentioned to my daughter what restaurant she wants to go to and what day and time.
Oh.
And get the truce
already
together.
Already got things going.
And I guess Stacy said something. Well, what if the kids are working? Tell them to get the day off. It's Mother's Day.
That's how it should be.
See how that goes. Yeah. All right, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and that's all I've got for you now. Oh, I just wanted to mention real quick that television last night, Turner Classic, was showing Hoosiers.
They had a couple of my favorites on last night.
What else did they have
A few hours after that, Canute Rockne All-American was on.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, but Hoosiers was the primetime show last night.
I can't even hear the music on that. I don't tear up.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I mean, it reminds me so much of growing up in Kansas and playing basketball in this state and the coaches and the people. Oh, my word. That's just a great, great movie. The late Gene Hackman. Probably my it's easily my favorite Gene Hackman movie. And Dennis Hopper was good in that. He was
Oscar nomination.
He was an alcoholic dad. Mm-hmm. Did he get a nomination on that?
I believe he got an Oscar nomination.
Dennis Hopper, of course, a native of Dodge City.
And his career was kind of on the skids. And Hoosiers kind of reignited the latter part of his career.
He was, excellent. Excellent. That great movie.
The last time I saw Hoosiers, I went and saw it with my dad at the Orpheum.
Oh, that's
good. That's a memory that I
good
just
memory.
Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
We sat there in the theater and watched Hoosiers together.
All right. 7:41, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. A local drone company in danger of losing its stock market listing. That's coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 now. Three big things.
Three.
Wrong way driver collides with another car in North Wichita. Two people seriously injured.
Two.
President Trump celebrates first 100 days in office with a rally and speech in Michigan.
One.
Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission look for ways to combine services. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heaviest traffic we're seeing on Wichita highways right now. The ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96 and also over to K-254. That really starting to back up right now. We also have on I-235 northbound a stalled out vehicle between 13th and Zoo.
some pretty heavy traffic volumes right around there right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers and storms today and a high of 70 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 54. For Thursday, partly sunny, 20% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 71 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. Southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wednesdays at the Monarch, $5 select whiskeys today. Get a menu of over 50 different pours. March for $5 on Wednesdays. At the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. A man charged with the death of his wife is found dead.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Florida businessman charged with kidnapping and killing his estranged wife in Spain has been found dead in his jail cell by apparent suicide. 37-year-old David Knezovich was awaiting trial on federal charges in the murder of his Colombian-American wife, Anna Hanal Knezovich. His defense attorney said the legal team was devastated by the news, calling for an investigation. Anna went missing just weeks after she moved to Spain in February of 2024. Security footage caught a man wearing a motorcycle helmet enter her apartment, turn off surveillance cameras before her disappearance. Police believe the man was her estranged husband. Knezovich was also seen on another security camera inside a Madrid hardware store the day Anna disappeared. Prosecutors say he contacted a Colombian woman through a dating app, asking her to translate two messages into, quote, perfect Colombian Spanish. Identical messages were later found on Anna's cell phone to her friends. Anna's body was never found. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Another good day for the Dow and S&P on Wall Street.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher and the Dow and S&P 500 notching a sixth straight session of gains as investors digested a mixed bag of corporate earnings reports, soft economic data, and trade developments. Stocks advancing after President Trump said that talks with India on tariffs were coming along great and he thinks the two countries will reach a deal. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending higher with tech leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners Honeywell, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow rising 300 points, the Nasdaq higher by 95, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita-based drone company Ag Eagle is in danger of losing its New York Stock Exchange listing for a second time in the last 6 months. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Ag Eagle also reporting a recent independent audit included substantial doubt regarding going a concern notice, which questions whether a company can continue to meet its financial obligations over the next year. The company said it was notified by the stock exchange on April 23rd that it was out of compliance with minimum stockholders' equity requirements. The company's stock price fell to 96 cents per share as of yesterday afternoon, just above its 52-week low of 92 cents. That stock was nearly $3.50 to begin the year.
Textron Aviation's new workforce training center is up and running. The facility bolsters the company's efforts in recruitment, hiring, onboarding, and training support. The 75,000-square-foot addition is the latest to Textron Aviation's East Wichita campus. And the $40 million project was supported by a $3.3 million state grant from the Kansas Aviation Learning Opportunities and Funded Training Program. That's according to a news release. The project was also supported by Wichita companies, SPT Architecture, Conco Construction, and Professional Engineering Consultants.
A new Quick Trip location in West Wichita going to break ground this summer. The Joint City-County Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department approved a commercial plan review for a Quick Trip for the southeast corner of Kellogg Drive and 135th Street West. That commercial plan review valued at $850,000. Jake Barron, real estate manager for Quick Trip Convenience Stores in Wichita, said the project is expected to break ground by the third week of July, with the convenience store set to open in April of next year, a year from now. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is Stop Food Waste Day. raising awareness of the growing concern of food waste. That's according to the USDA. Americans waste between 30 and 40% of the food supply. Wow.
Yeah, it's an excess. It's, what do you do with it?
It's near or more than the worldwide estimate of one-third of the world's consumable waste. So the rest of the world's doing their part of wasting food.
Throwing out edible food.
And, of course, there are a lot of places where people can't get food. So
I know. That's why it boggles the mind sometimes.
And, you know, I grew up in a family. I don't know about yours. My family was – my mom and dad both raised in the Depression when there a lot of times wasn't enough to eat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the Dust Bowl in Kansas wasn't enough to eat. And it kind of, man, if you didn't clean up your plate.
Yeah, you need to eat what's on your plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least try it. It's everything. And I grew up that way.
I think I did too.
I think people go out to eat with me and they look at my plate and say, geez, where did it go? It's gone. Yeah. Hey, Jad, what do you got over there? Jad Chambers.
Traffic accident.
Traffic, go ahead.
Yeah, southbound I-135 right at the 8th and 9th Street exits, and it's starting to back up really quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Stop Food Waste Day. I was, like I said, taught to everything, except, I will eat almost anything except liver and onions.
Ooh.
They pose a huge challenge for me.
Me as well. Oh. That's not.
I don't know who originated that dish, but yikes. Okay.
If someone wants to eat it, they're certainly welcome to it, but I don't want it around me.
Of course, the Brian Walker down at the Kansas Food Bank, his mission is to provide good food for a lot of people across the state.
Yep.
And he didn't like seeing anything. And there are people who help him out with, I think, sometimes food that would have been wasted, but they find a place for it. Yeah. Food Waste Day. All right, Ted, what do we got going? You got Shocker Baseball this week.
Not till Friday.
Friday? Are they at home or if they're on the road? Okay. Who are you playing?
East Carolina is coming
in
here
coming
to take
town?
On the Shockers in a three-game series.
And you'll be doing the play?
I'm planning on it.
And the public address announcing. Mm-hmm. That should be fun.
Looks like the weather will be all right.
Okay. Very good.
For baseball this weekend.
All right, 7:54 now, Steve and Ted, coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, what we have planned for you. Okay, we'll give you all the news this morning. President Trump celebrating his first 100 days in office. Ted will have a look at sports, as always, right, Ted?
Of course. We'll be taking a look at how the Kansas City Royals did to start out a road trip. And, another close game. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur is on the way, too.
Yeah, we got a good singer with an anniversary birthday. We've got a good song that hit number one back in the days. We got some good music items coming your way. Entertainment news in the Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather as well in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.